currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Turman, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Kamiakin Junior High has been selected as one of the top five schools of the year. Kamiakin was selected by the National Association of Middle School Principals because of the school's hardworking staff, leadership team, innovative efforts made to ensure success for all students, like learning plans and the new achievement guide, work with the community through Capstone, and the co-curricular efforts to communicate opportunities and provide a well-rounded education for all students. The winner will be announced at an award celebration in Colorado on February 17th. For more information, visit lwsd.org and search for Kamiakin Name Top School. The Lake Washington School District is also receiving recognition from Microsoft. Microsoft Partners in Learning chose the district as part of a new class of Pathfinder and Mentor schools, joining the Innovative Schools program. The program is a product of Microsoft's 10-year, $500 million initiative to help teachers and school leaders use technology more effectively for teaching and learning. The district was chosen after a rigorous application process to join a global community of 80 schools in 46 countries. By participating in the Innovative Schools program, Lake Washington School District hopes to access Microsoft's expertise in education and technology for its work in science, technology, engineering, and math, aligned with its Vision 2020 initiative. In the next 12 months, Microsoft will work with educational experts to help the district create a community focused on innovative teaching and learning practice, after which they are invited to become mentor schools and share their knowledge with other schools. There are now nearly 3,000 schools in the program. And for more details on this story, visit lwsd.org. For more information on Microsoft's Partners in Learning, visit their website at www.microsoft.com/education/PIL. On Friday, February 4th, Kirkland students took a stand against bullying. Students performed original entries as part of the first Bully Slam at the Kirkland Performance Center.
The purpose of tonight is for kids to take a stand, a public stand against bullying, and to demonstrate that through song, poetry, dance, art, writing.
The Bully Slam idea originated with junior high teacher Jack Donnelly.
My original idea was to have a contest like this in my own school, Finn Hill Junior High in Kirkland, but I just woke up one day and thought, why not go big with this and bring it out to the community? So that's how it got started. And I talked to different schools. Schools were interested. The mayor of Kirkland was interested. And a number of city groups got involved in it. And it all just came together.
Mayor Joan McBride was there to show her support.
Are we going to have a great show tonight?
Over 200 students from 14 different schools submitted entries, and a handful were chosen to perform at the event.
I'm here to help take a stand against bullying, and I wrote a song called You're a Bully on the piano with vocals.
We're doing a dance.
Yeah.
Or like a cheer slash dance.
So they created a cheer category for us, and so, because it's kind of a weird thing, but
yeah, they didn't really have it,
but we got in.
The purpose of the event was to have students perform for their peers about the dangers of being a bully in an effort to end bullying in our community. Over the holidays, Ford and Hyundai of Kirkland competed in a sales challenge, raising $15,000 for local charities. Both stores sold vehicles and collected online votes to win a donation to a nonprofit organization of their choice. Ford of Kirkland selected HopeLink, which received $10,000. HopeLink provides social services to at-risk families and individuals throughout Washington State's North and East King County region. helping move tens of thousands of people from vulnerability and crisis to independence and stability. Hyundai selected the Boys and Girls Club, which received $5,000. Mayor Joan McBride and Deputy Mayor Penny Sweet presented checks to representatives from both organizations.
They just said that they were going to present us with $5,000 for the club and this whole new truck full of toys for the club. Bridget picked us three to present the check.
A big surprise, I guess. I was holding a big check, and I was, like, smiling.
I don't know how they got the big check, but they earned it. It's going to go to all the Boys and Girls Club here in Kirkland Way, and not just this one, but all of them. And I say it's a great deal.
Thank you, Hyundai of Kirkland, for your support at the Boys and Girls Club.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of Washington provide health, life skills, character and leadership development, education and career development, sports, fitness, and recreation to 141,774 kids annually, over 10,000 a day with 124 clubs in Washington State. Another local charity is looking for community support. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Puget Sound is doing a pledge drive as part of the organization's new Start Something initiative. The pledge asks community members to give financially or give their time. Big Brothers Big Sisters is also starting an Ask a Man campaign aiming to enlist 100 men as Big Brothers within 1 month.
I mean, it is good on an individual like basis to have someone that you can look up to, someone that you can say, well, he's doing it right, let me do it like that, you know?
There are over 300 boys in Puget Sound in need of adult mentors compared to 200 girls.
You know, most of the time we would go down to Peter Kirk Park. So Jarrett lived in Kirkland, and Park was right down there, kind of by his house, like very close walk. So pretty much most weekends we'd walk down there and play basketball or throw the softball around or all kinds of just hanging out in the park and playing sports. I guess that was one of the reasons we were matched too, is we were, you know, I'm really into sports, and Jarrett's mom was looking to get a match that could get out and be active with him. And then, you know, for me, I wanted to get involved in the community and have an impact more at a kind of one-on-one level. And Big Brothers really stood out as a way to, you know, to do that, to get to know somebody and then, you know, kind of be a role model, but also to just kind of, you know, be a friend too.
75 of the boys in need of mentors are from East King County. Big Brothers Big Sisters matches adult volunteers called Bigs and children from ages 6 to 18 called Littles to provide children facing adversity with strong, enduring, professionally supported one-to-one relationships that change their lives for the better forever. For more information about Big Brothers Big Sisters, to take the pledge, or to learn how to get involved, please visit www.bbbsps.org. Last month, a group of 973 volunteers from 14 King County cities participated in the annual One Night Count of the Homeless. On the east side, 146 homeless people were counted, including 83 men, 22 women, a minor, and 40 of unknown gender. That's an 11% decrease compared to 2010 levels. The One Night Count is sponsored by the King County Committee to End Homelessness and aims to assess progress on the committee's 10-year plan to end homelessness. There is an estimated 6,000 people living in the King County's emergency shelters and transitional housing programs. The total number of homeless is over 8,400 when the numbers from the count were added. For more information, visit www.cehkc.org. If you love world music or just want to get to know it better, here's Lauda at the Kirkland Performance Center.
Thanks, Connie. Well, here I am at the Kirkland Performance Center, and I'd like to talk to you about a very unique musician who will be playing right here on the 20th of February at 4 p.m. His name is Gary Strautsos, and he's a world flute master. Gary Strautsos' performances draws from traditional cultures featuring Native American wind music and American jazz combined with Cuban and Chinese stylings, which reflect his diverse musical influence. His audiences have the rare opportunity to hear ancient Chinese bamboo flutes, seldom heard outside the walls of China. Strautsos has made a significant contribution to the preservation of American Indian music and culture. In a recent interview about his work, he commented, "My passion is to share with listeners the cultural legacies which my teachers have shared with me. In over 20 releases, Strautsos has created a body of work which expresses a passion for sound traveling, music without borders." So, if you want to be blown away by Gary Strautsos' outstanding performance, come to the Kirkland Performance Center on Sunday, 20th of February at 4 p.m. Well, that's it for me for now, but I'll see you next time with more news about the arts and culture in Kirkland.
For more information about Gary Strautsos or to purchase tickets, visit www.kpcenter.org. It's time for a new installment of our About Annexation series to help answer community questions regarding annexation.
Hi, I'm Kathy Anderson, City Clerk for the City of Kirkland. Today's annexation question is, can I run for the Kirkland City Council in the 2011 election if I live in the annexation area? The answer is yes. If you've been a registered voter and lived within the Finn Hill, Juanita, and Kingsgate annexation areas for at least 1 year, you're eligible to file for candidacy for Kirkland City Council. The City Council is comprised of 7 nonpartisan members elected by the voters of Kirkland to serve at large. Council members are elected every 2 years to serve 4-year terms. Kirkland operates under the council-manager form of government, which means all legislative and policy-making powers are vested in the City Council. Annexation will occur June 1, 2011. If you have any questions about annexation, please send them to annexation@ci.kirkland.wa.us or visit the City's informational website at www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/annexation.
The City of Kirkland wants to hear from community residents and businesses regarding the draft interest statement of the East Side Rail Corridor. The Kirkland Transportation Commission wrote the draft interest statement based on public comments on the future development of the corridor and is looking for feedback as to whether the statement accurately reflects the ideals and goals of the Kirkland community. The statement will be used to gauge the compatibility of future development proposals for the corridor. Those interested are invited to review the statement and complete a survey available on the city's website. Submissions are due by February 28th. The East Side Rail Corridor is comprised of 44 miles of rail line between Renton and Snohomish. About 6 miles of the corridor lies within Kirkland city limits. For more information or to complete the survey, please visit the Public Works page on the city's website, www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/East Side Rail Corridor. Several adult and youth vacancies are available on the City of Kirkland's advisory boards and commissions. Openings include the Cultural Council, Transportation Commission, Library Board, Park Board, and Parking Advisory Board. Each board or commission has different eligibility requirements. Those interested should apply by 4 p.m. Thursday, February 17th. Some incumbents on these boards and commissions have served 1 term and are eligible to apply for reappointment. Specific information about vacancies and applications is available at the information counter at City Hall or by telephone at 425-587-3190 or on the city's website. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. And we also have a YouTube channel. We would love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.